But right about now, it is time to check in with my friend and yours, Mr. Lance Zeman, with this week's entertainment report. Let me get him on the line for you. All right, what you got for us this week, Lance?
Dookie, it's okay to not be okay. That is the message from Miss South Africa, Shudu Musida. The beauty queen hosts Mindful Mondays on Instagram in partnership with the SA Depression and Anxiety Group, and she admitted that she too has struggles and that she can only hope that what she does on Mindful Mondays will let people know that they are not alone. And you got to get into the van if you want to make it in the music business, Dookie. That is the premise of the film directed by Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl, titled What Drives Us. The movie is a love letter to every musician who has ever gotten into an old van and left it all behind for the simple reward of playing music. The Edge, Ringo Starr, Flea, Slash, Steve Tyler, and St. Vincent are just some of the musicians who recall their early days of touring. What started out as a project about the logistics of being on the road has turned into an exploration of why. What Drives Us will be available to stream at the end of the month on Amazon Prime. I can't wait for that one. And in some other bites, staying with Dave Grohl, he has teamed up with Rolling Stone frontman Mick Jagger for a new song on pandemic life that's full of conspiracy theories. The tune is called Easy Sleazy. And Hit Me Baby One More Time, it's the sequel we've all been waiting for. Ryan Reynolds, Samuel L. Jackson, and Selma Hayek return for The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. The trailer has just dropped on the net, and it looks awesome. Antonio Banderas, Morgan Freeman, and Richard E. Grant round up the cast. And Brian May from Queen has revealed that the group has hit the studio with Adam Lambert to work on some new tunes, but nothing has stuck as of yet. And a dancer in the adult industry in Las Vegas has accused Usher of using counterfeit money with his face on it to tip her. Apparently, the bills were part of a promotional campaign for his upcoming Vegas residency. And if you're looking for a reason to go to the movie theater, then look no further than Judas and the Black Messiah. The award-winning film is up for 5 Academy Awards at this year's Oscars, including Best Picture. It tells the story of a plea deal offered to an informant who has to infiltrate the Black Panther Party to gather intelligence for the FBI in the late 60s. Daniel Kaluuya and Lakeith Stanfield star in this riveting must-see historical drama. Judas and the Black Messiah is my movie pick of the week. And that's all I got for you, buddy. Stay safe, stay strong, stay hot, and I'll catch up with you next week.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. That was Lance Zeman with this week's Entertainment Report. And remember, you can download the podcast of the Entertainment Report from the Apple iStore, the Google Play Store, Facebook, and SoundCloud. Thanks to the good folks at Solid Gold Podcast.